Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. Mr. Wonderful at your service. Thanks for being part of my day. Mike Menzies is back. So glad to have Mike back on the show. Mike's an old friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Eastern Bank and Trust, one of the nation's leaders in the banking industry, whether you knew that or not. Former chairman of the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. He's our good friend. Mike, welcome back to the show.
James, thanks. It's great to be back, believe me.
Always glad to have you back, Mike. You know, Mike, the financial crisis, the financial meltdown that we had, there are no individuals, in my opinion, who are more the face of contributing to that than Senator Chris Dodd and Congressman Barney Frank. And yet, when the government got around to trying to regulate Wall Street, they named the bill the Dodd-Frank bill. Now, the sick irony should lay aside. I just had to say that. But this bill is not just affecting Wall Street, is it's affecting Main Street banks, isn't it, Mike?
You know, it's not a simple issue. Dodd-Frank as a piece of legislation. Dodd-Frank was caused because of Wall Street and the largest banks of the land. It was not caused by the community bank.
Right.
And Dodd-Frank was going to pass whether we liked it or not. And it was going to pass because we'd just been through health care. If you think that after the health care reform, Congress was not going to punish the banking industry and the big banks for what they had done to our economy, then you just didn't understand Washington politics. So Dodd-Frank, most who were in the know, knew it would be a piece of legislation. There are parts of Dodd-Frank that, frankly, are good for community banks.
Like what?
Because they regulate the unregulated.
Mm-hmm.
They take those who participated in the financial demise, some of the derivative types of issues and the unregulated lenders, and they bring them to a standard that the banking industry has lived by for 30 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
So there are elements to that legislation that, frankly, make a great deal of sense. The intent of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, CFPB, was to rein in those abusive lenders who took advantage of consumers and just didn't disclose things reasonably, and provide a set of standards. Now, community banks didn't contribute to this financial collapse. They weren't participants in it. So we're victims, like everyone else, of the unintended consequences of legislation. But there are components of that legislation that are not bad, that are well-intentioned, and that could contribute to our future. One of the good news elements of Dodd-Frank is that it leveled the playing field in terms of deposit assessments for community banks, because it caused the deposit assessment to move from just deposits being assessed to all assets minus capital being assessed. So the too big to fail institutions had to pay insurance that covered the assets that you and I as taxpayers essentially covered.
So it makes it easier for you to compete, and if you can compete better, that makes you more viable to help small business owners.
Absolutely. So while community banks didn't promote the creation of Dodd-Frank, didn't want the creation of Dodd-Frank, didn't ask for it, didn't cause it, we accept the fact that it was going to occur no matter what.
But what from a regulatory standpoint, though, did it create new regulations that are going to make it harder on you?
Absolutely. There'll be new regulations that will make it harder on community banks.
So I guess what I'm concerned about, Mike, is that as you said, small business owners didn't create this meltdown. Right. Independent community banks didn't create the meltdown. But the fix that the government tried to come up with by unintended consequences is going to, I'm concerned that it's going to cause extra expense and problems for you, and therefore extra expense and problems for small businesses.
Well, and I think that's a valid perception, James, but recognize that the banks that are failing, the 300-plus banks that failed, the 900-plus banks that are on the problem loan list at the FDIC have not been in trouble because of Dodd-Frank. They've gotten into trouble because of the financial disaster caused by the largest banks of the land on Wall Street and the unregulated. Mm-hmm. And that is the challenge of the industry today.
Quickly before we wrap up, on balance, is Dodd-Frank a good bill or a bad bill for independent banks?
On balance, it's halfway between good and bad.
I guess that's as good as we could hope for. 20 till the hour. We're going to come right back. We've got more to talk about with our good friend Mike Menzies. He's our resident banker in the Brain Trust.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah! What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
That does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.